Hey there, this is Beth Lauren Parrish with Inspired Riding. I'm a remote coach, certified riding instructor, and animal communicator. I encourage equestrians to slow down, trust their intuition, and listen to their horses. In this podcast, I want to bring about a question that one of my students asked today. She said, "How do you continue to feel good about oneself as a sensitive, compassionate person while coaxing other beings to do what they don't want to do?" So in other words, how do you stay true to who you are and not feel like you're pushing your horse in a sense? So I want to talk first about accepting where you are. To me, acceptance is understanding what is happening and being patient, kind, and calm about the situation. So even if you have a horse that's really resistant, the key is not to get frustrated. You just have to take a step back and think about what it is you need to do in the moment. So for me, I like to think about encouragement. You want to offer a suggestion or a nudge, not a push. It's just, hey, let's see if we can do this. Just like if you're doing a dance and you're the leader of the dance and you're saying, hey, let's go over to this side of the dance floor. And then you just wait for the reaction. If they go for it, be sure to praise right away, and you might even want to end the session a lot sooner. But if they resist, breathe and start to get curious. How else can I present this suggestion? Or is there something else we can do in the meantime that will build up enough trust and confidence to get to the original ask? If they become really resistant, check for all the possible body issues. And if they are all clear, they might be just like an actor wondering what their motivation is. So do you need to perhaps place a bucket of goodies on two ends of your arena to create excitement? Do they love to be scratched or massaged in a certain place? Does your horse just need more clarity from you to send them the image of their perfect blueprint of their body, moving in absolute strength, suppleness, and harmony? Or is it just a combo of some of these things? This is where you get to really take a step back and ask your intuition and ask your horse. You might get the wackiest solutions, but it's so worth it to just take that step back and think about it and let your intuition and your horse help you. Ultimately, if we want to ride, we owe it to our horse to help them feel best in their bodies. If they're willing to let us ride them, then you have to become a master at knowing when to accept what's going on in the moment, and perhaps you'll have to wait for the next session if something doesn't feel right. Or you'll just know when you can nudge them a little bit more, and you'll also have to know how to communicate clearly what it is you'd like to achieve with your horse so they understand the plan. So if there's guilt behind any of this, feeling like you're pushing a lazy horse or a disconnected horse, that guilt is actually going to take over. You'll need to take a look at the big picture and know without a doubt you're asking for what is best for your horse. If you're unsure, then the guilt or unmotivated feelings within you will take over. So you need to embody the superheroine persona for your horse's well-being. If the negative thoughts pop in, ask your inner guidance why they are there. Are they even serving you in any way? They could be. They could be giving you some good messages. Or they might just be ridiculous thoughts. And you know how I feel about ridiculous thoughts. You take your wand, you swipe at them and say ridiculous and change them to something positive. And in that case, crack on and just do your thing. So I'd love to know what you think about all this. Feel free to reach out. You can email me through my website, inspiredriding.com. And thank you so much for being here and listening. May the horse be with you always.